My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, my bad. Had some mic issues there. I think I had some headset issues. Kate, I want you to do something.
Okay.
I want you to go to the ESPN webpage and click on NCAA football.
All right.
I want you to go down to standings and click on standings.
Yep.
And what are you looking at?
Well, they have a bunch of different conferences.
Yeah. I want you to go. Are you looking at the American Athletic and you scroll down here?
Yeah. Okay. Big Ten, Conference USA.
Keep going.
FBS Independence.
You get to the Mountain West stop.
Mountain West.
Are you there?
Yep.
All right. I want you to scroll to the next conference and tell me what you're looking at.
Well, the next conference is the Pac-12 conference.
They have standings.
They do have standings.
Yep.
So far, the Pac-12 is undefeated.
Okay.
They're 4-0.
Okay.
Only 4-0 because only Oregon State and Washington State remain in the Pac-12, and they are both 2-0.
They're still doing the whole conference thing. The conference.
What's a tiebreaker there? Who goes to Rose Bowl?
The conference imploded, and they still are doing the conference thing. Oregon State and Washington State.
Which is funny because now I look at the ACC to see the teams like Cal, who we talked to Jared Goff about.
Yep.
Cal is 2-0, and they're in the Atlantic Coast Conference. Yep.
I'm trying to figure
Stanford is 1-1 also there.
So what are you relying on the Pac-12 offices for, which right now the Pac-12 office is just like might be a dude named Roy sitting in a rented office. Because how many employees does your office need when you have two teams? You're not really responsible for any scheduling. Probably the only thing you're scheduled is there still Pac-12 officials? Is that what they're in charge of?
Sure. Sure.
Was there a Pac-12 hype video this year?
There should be.
I mean, I guess they're going to do all conference. It's going to be a lot of Cougars and Beavers.
Sounds like my kind of party.
Hey. Where do I sign up?
Gator's in.
Hello. Speaking of Cougars, see, BYU is currently fourth in the Big 12 behind Arizona State, Arizona, and Utah. That's how they have it set up.
Just because,
you know.
What is really weird, though, is, I mean, I would imagine if you are an Arizona or you are an Oregon State fan or you're a Washington State fan, you are pissed, right? Everybody bolted, and you two got left behind. Like, nobody returned your calls. Like, Oregon State and Washington State were probably, hey, I must have missed your call. Yeah, give me a ring when you get a chance.
Right.
In the Pac-12 group chat. Washington State, yeah, us too.
Hi.
Phone's charged now.
I don't know if you tried
check
to call.
Back in.
I was in the shower, so I haven't set up my voicemail.
And the rest of the conference ghosted them.
Thought maybe you guys called.
I mean, it was one thing, right? USC and UCLA were the first to jump. They jumped to the Big Ten. That wasn't shortly thereafter, but after a while, there was rumors and blah, blah, blah. Now Washington and Oregon leave. The rest of the Pac-12, like a group of six of them go, well, screw that. We're going to the Big 12.
Right. The Arizonas go to Big 12 and Utah goes with them.
So now you're left with these two pairs, Oregon State and Washington State in the Pacific Northwest and Cal and Stanford right. in the Bay Area. And Cal and Stanford are like, we'll take anything. We'll take somebody.
ACC sounds good.
Yep. Right?
You understand that's the Atlantic Coast Conference. You guys are literally on the Pacific.
You will spend more time flying to games than you will playing the games.
Sounds good. Hey, guys, that's what NIL is for, right? We got a good TV deal, don't we? We're part of it.
And Oregon State and Washington State are left going, you know what? We're staying.
No, Oregon State and Washington State went outside to have a cigarette, came back, and everyone left the party.
Right, right.
Like, they're like, dude, this place is dead.
Like, they are literally the little brothers of the other teams in the conference. They're like, let's go.
Right?
And the little brother comes back in the room, where are you?
So they still got the drop-down menu. They still got Pac-12 listed on ESPN.com. They still have standings for the Pac-12. There's two teams.
So in hindsight with this whole thing, because this is hysterical the way it looks, and thank you for pointing that out, Kang. The two teams that went for the ACC probably should have stayed. If they could have stayed in the Pac-12, then you have four teams, right? And then let's say you were able to hang on to Arizona State, Arizona, and Utah. Now you've got seven. Shouldn't they just even extended invitations to like BYU to
yes.
become part of
well, I don't know.
The Pac-12?
I'm not quite sure what happened there because I'm just thinking about the Mountain West, okay? The Mountain West has some pseudo names. They're programs you've heard of. We just saw Fresno in Ann Arbor. You've heard of Boise. If you're the Mountain West, if you're the Pac-12, you almost want to call them up and say, hey, Oregon State and Washington State calling. We've got a big brand name, the Pac-12.
Right.
You got a bunch of teams. Why don't you guys join us? And you now are Pac-12 members. Would you rather be part of the Pac-12 or the Mountain West? But whatever, they're still standing there with their two teams.
They need to rebrand the Pac-1-2. That's what they need to call themselves.
Yeah, so the Pac-12?
Yeah.
I like it.
Right? I mean, there's always
the same numbers. It's just a hyphen.
Yes, exactly.
The Pac-12, now with a hyphen.
New and improved
yes.
hyphen. More
ooh,
hyphen.
What's that new conference? Ooh, the Pac-1-2. I like it.
So here's the other thing that's just so weird.
The hell of a schedule.
Oregon State has their big rival, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Washington State has their big rival, Washington. This Saturday, both of them renew their rivalries. Oregon State plays Oregon. Washington State plays Washington. So I feel like this is the last Saturday of the season for Oregon State and Washington State, right? These are the games that used to get parked at the end of the schedule, was the big rivalry game. They're playing them in week 3.
It is ridiculous, right? The realignment has been positively ridiculous. But if you're going to start looking at teams, like can they still have a Pac-12? Can they do that? Can they get their teams back from the ACC? And like we're talking about here, just adding some other teams. And how about this? Maybe Texas A&M says, you know what? This whole SEC thing isn't really working out how we thought it would.
Right.
Why don't we go to the Pac-1-2 and be over there?
Well, the Pac-1-2 still has a website, pac-12.com. Headline, Oregon State and Washington State improved to 2-0. Is there a Pac-12 offensive and defensive player of the week? And the funny thing is, like, the two teams that are left probably feel like the total stepbrothers. And are they supposed to play a big game? I mean, they're going to play one game for the conference crown.
I mean, honestly, it's set up. Like, I'm looking at Oregon State's schedule. It's set up to absorb teams from the Mountain West. They play Colorado State, Nevada,
they
UNLV.
They went into a scheduling agreement with the Mountain West. The Mountain West said, yeah, we'll each play you. Like, they're filled. That's how they got to play a schedule. The Mountain
merge
West
it.
Bailed
Let's
them out.
Let's go. Just make the merger.
It's funny, but it's also, it's sad for those teams. I mean, I guess people around here don't care, but go look at the drop-down menu. Pac-12.
Gator, what about this rebrand? 2-Pac.
I like it. I like it. You're on fire today.
Thank you.
You really are on fire.
I'm trying to bring them, like, you know, hey, there's only two of them. Let's take advantage of
Tupac
this.
Tupac is great.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, God, this is so funny.
Oh, that's so good.
You know what?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So how about this? Oregon State's baseball team and Washington State's baseball team are in different conferences. Apparently, the Washington State baseball team is in the Mountain West. Oregon State's in the Pac-12 by themselves.
Raise the banner.
College sports has gotten so weird.
Mm.
All right, let's talk.
How soon before we have the next realignment where they get smarter about it?
I don't know. I mean,
5 years?
Would you go back to regionality and just put Maryland and ACC back in the ACC? Maryland and Rutgers back in the ACC?
Yes. I would. I'd hang on to Penn State. I'd hang on to Nebraska.
They're at least kind of they're contiguous states.
Yeah. I mean, try to get Pitt. It would make sense.
Well, but the regionality's gone, right? It's all about.
Well,
TV,
I don't know.
Right?
It just seems like trying to reinvent the wheel again. And
well, if they're player, going down their if path. Players, if old players are suing, and that's news today. The four Michigan players are suing the NCAA for name, image, and likeness money that they never realized when they played. If this thing starts to undermine college football and college athletics, and they have to save money, we might get back to some semblance of.
What is he doing?
I don't know. I knew this was going to happen. As soon as I saw this, there were going to be former players that sued. And this is going to be the first of many. First of many. We'll talk some Tigers next here on 97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!